Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our time with Trainer Joe. I had a great conversation yesterday talking about the struggles with eating and how God wants to help us. If you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Catch that 14-minute program. Also, you can go to trainerjoes.com to find out more information about all he has to offer. But today, we've got a special guest with us. Sherry is going to be joining us. And Sherry went through Trainer Joe's program and has lost over 200 pounds. So Sherry's going to be with us, Joe, but I just got to ask from your standpoint, man, what's it been like to see somebody lose over 200 pounds through this program that God helped you put together?
Well, it's always nice to see somebody doing what you say works, and it works. So that's been a lot of fun for me to see somebody really dig in and do it. And so now she's just a really great testimony of when somebody wants to change and they pray and ask God to help them and they implement a program that works, and here we are. So I'm just thrilled, and it's fun to hear her story about how this started. If she wasn't planning on sharing it, I'll ask her too, just how this came about when we were first at her church.
Well, Sherry, let me ask you, I've struggled with my weight. I really hadn't until about 6 years ago. I've been really fortunate, but I have the last 6 years and put on over 50 pounds, and yet trying to start looking at it again. What got you to that point where you're finally like, you know what, I got to do something about my weight?
I was in a really bad place in my life at that time. I had just lost my mom. We had some other family issues going on, and just several different things, and I was just kind of in a really dark place. And he showed up at our church, and I'll be honest, I was really mad about it because I didn't understand why our pastor was bringing in somebody to tell us we needed to lose weight. And so I did not like him at all at first. And
so your pastor went from preaching all to meddling, right?
To meddling, absolutely, right? Absolutely.
Don't touch my food box, right?
That's right. Okay. And so, but I went that evening to hear what the program was about. And so then I decided, you know, well, okay, I'll give it a shot. You know, why not? So,
well, but remember, first you said you thought it was going to be too expensive.
Well,
so
yes, is true too. I did go that night because I figured it was going to cost too much, and my husband would tell me that I couldn't do it. And then I found out that our church was actually covering most of the cost, so our cost was not going to be that much. And so I was, my first thought was no, like I just wanted to beat my head on the wall because I knew he would be like, okay, well, we could do that. so
that excuse was eliminated, right?
Yes. So I was just kind of like, okay, God, you know, I'll do it, you know, because I really did feel like God was saying, you know, you really need to try this, you know. And so I did, and I lost 25 pounds in that 21 days. And then
how much?
25.
25 pounds in 21 days.
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then I've just kept going from there.
So when did you actually start the program? When was the
May 2nd of 2018.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. That is awesome. Yeah. Let me ask you, we want to hear more about this journey big time, but let me ask you this. One of the things for me with putting on my weight over the past 6 years and looking up, all of a sudden I'm over 50 pounds more than what I was. It's just amazing how it kind of sneaks up on you a little bit of time. Next thing you know, I mean, did you find that to be true?
With yes,
you
absolutely.
Excess weight?
And I really didn't have weight issues growing up so much. It really happened more after I started having children. And then some health issues and things like that. But I'm a preacher's kid. So, so the whole potluck, you know, all
so
that.
You've been to a few potlucks, huh?
Yes. And, you know, every Sunday, we would be at somebody's house, you know, to feed us, you know, that type of thing. So food has been, you know, that's what my life has been revolved around. So
how much did you weigh when you started the program?
Oh, do I have to tell that part?
Well, you don't have to, no. That's okay. That's right. I mean, it's fine. I mean, people realize, I mean, hey, you lost your 200 pounds. Okay. That's okay.
She's but, close to her goal, right?
I passed my goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. So I started at 366 pounds, and I weigh 158. Yeah, 158. So right at 208, 209.
Wow. You look great.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's
I wish they could see me through the microphone.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, it is. It's just, and that's why I share it.
Because I would also share my before picture, because that's
crazy. The podcast, we will.
We
will, because we'll post this on our website.
Okay, awesome.
And if we could do that, that before and after would be incredible. And that's why I want you to tell, not to embarrass you, but there's somebody listening today.
Is embarrassing.
Man, this didn't work for me, but I wanted to hear where you were. Where you were when you started.
And that takes a lot to be able to admit that, you know?
To even just show up for the meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It gets a little easier, I think. And I'm, you know, I don't want to speak for Sherry, but when it's going well, it's a little easier to talk about it than when it's.
That's true.
Maybe when you've gained it back or, you know, if she was to struggle and gain 100 pounds back, it probably would be less enjoyable to sit here and have a conversation about it. That's just the way we are. You know, I think we're all that way. When we're doing well, it's easier to talk about it. She's doing fabulous.
So how did the program work for you? Talk to us. What makes this program work?
Well, what's different about this program, and he talked about that in yesterday's podcast, is changing your mindset. I had tried every diet plan out there, and actually I was going through the process of having surgery and have been
the gastric bypass surgery. Uh-huh. Yep. I've had friends that have done that. Sure.
Yeah. And so, but changing your mindset and realizing that food does not have control over you, that you have got to get control over food, that has been the total game changer for me. I think before I eat things, you know, it may be permissible, but is it beneficial? Mm. You know, there's just certain things that I look at now. I look at it completely different. And, I know for a fact that I'm an emotional eater. Mm-hmm. And so have to really, you know, sit there and ask myself, you know, am I eating because I'm hungry, or am I eating because my emotions are everywhere right now? And it has definitely kept me from eating like I used to. Because I just actually think of those things.
I would add something just with what she's sharing. Because what I've noticed is I'll have different people sharing my groups that have lost, you know, 100 to 150 to Sherry sharing. And sometimes, like Dan, I'll start talking about his 125-pound weight loss and what he does now. And I think sometimes people are listening and like, well, that's not me. I'm not like Dan. I don't like to work out. I don't like to eat like that. Well, neither did he. You know, before we started, are you willing is more of the question, because the way Sherry thinks now, she wasn't thinking this way when she was 365 pounds. Are you willing to think differently? If you are, and you'll let me help you, the mindset change is going to have to happen. If you're like, well, I would never, want to work out, or I would never want to carry salad dressing in my purse. Well, that's okay if you're not that way now. But are you willing to be different than you are? If you're just like, and I don't want to change. I don't want to like vegetables. I don't want to not eat at night. I don't want to eat right. I don't want to. Well, then we might struggle a little bit more, okay? But if you're like, I want it. I want to be different. Then come on in and let's work on it. And let's see if we can't help you with the mindset change. You know, most people struggle with weight loss. We walk you through a process that teaches you to look at food and weight loss in a whole new way so you can lose weight and keep it off. If you don't want to look at things in a new way, if you don't want a renewed mind, then we have a different battle. So what really works, and that's why I said, when that pastor said, can you help an old crusty preacher lose 100 pounds? I'm like, okay, he's probably got a good mindset for this. And Sherry at least was willing to say, you know, I probably need to do something. I'm going to give this a try. But if somebody comes in and says, I don't want to change, I don't want to, you know, a friend of mine, she's real frugal and she doesn't want to waste anything. And I was talking to her once and I said, well, it's my mother-in-law. She won't mind me saying, and she wanted to lose weight, but she's real frugal, really frugal. I said, well, Mimi, here's a test. Let's say you're trying to lose weight and there's one cookie left after a meal and you have to either throw it away or eat it. I said, what are you going to do? You going to throw it away or eat it when you're wanting to lose weight? Because I knew it was hard for her to ever throw something away. She said, I'm not even going to answer that question because it was too hard for her to think of. She didn't want to say I'd eat it because she's wanting to lose weight. She didn't want to say she'd throw it away because she could never throw it away. And I'm like, that's okay that that's the way you are, but are you up for changing? If I could help you change the way you think about it, not that I don't want you to be frugal, but I want you to care more about your health, you know, to where you can do what it's going to take. And we can work on the mindset if somebody's willing. Not everybody's ready, you know, and I get that. But when you are and you're like, I really want to do something, then we can help with that.
Well, that's huge, that mindset thing. You talked about one of the things in the session I just completed. You know, you talked about your son actually was talked about, you know, when he went to Qdoba and sometimes I think they put too much rice in or something and he can feel the bowls too heavy. And like, you know, because we see these hungry, starving kids over in Africa.
Right.
And yet we think that that's going to help feed them if we eat all the food on our plate.
Right, right. It doesn't really help them when we eat all the food on our plate, does it?
Yeah. You know? But there's that guilt, that mindset thing is what I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, it is. Mindset. It is. We believe things that aren't true, and that's gonna hurt us. And a friend of mine says, and I've heard him say this, and boy, he's right. He says that behind every self-destructive thing we do is a lie that we believe.
Mm.
And if you believe that you eating more food helps starving kids in China, well, that's going to be hard not to do it then. But that's a lie. You know, we got to believe the truth, and then it gets a lot easier.
Well, I don't know about you, Sherry, but one of the things that Joe made me a little mad about, well, I don't know if it was the first session or the second one, I'm with 25 other people, but you know, he wrote a stinking book about calling It's Just Food.
Exactly.
The food was precious to me.
Not
it still
to correct
is,
you, but the title is It's Only Food.
It's Only Food. Oh, excuse me. It's Only Food. I mean, for you, I mean, you know, 300-something pounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, food was precious to you, wasn't it? It was more than it's only food, right?
Correct, yes. And he, you know, you said he bringing it down to the lower shelf, and he really does do that. And, you know, sometimes he might say things that they might step on your toes a little bit, but it's what we need to hear.
Mm. Yeah.
And so that's kind of, you know, where I was. I needed to hear it.
Yeah. The Bible talks about having truth and love, and that's kind of what I would describe that Joe does. And
yes.
Yeah, I don't like to hear some
I
of the
try to remind people, it's in love. It's in love. They don't always catch that part, but it is. It really is.
Well, Joe, you've got a couple of things coming up later this week, one on this Friday night and one on the following Tuesday, November 5th. Can you talk a little bit about those, please?
Yeah, we're doing the free weight loss igniter on Friday, November the 1st, and that's for everybody. If you're just not sure, but you could use a little encouragement, inspiration, then come to that. It's at Strong Shop on Harrodsburg Road next to the Bella Reeve Kroger. Just show up. It starts at 6, and we'll be done by 8. And people really like those. And some of them at that point then decide they want to do more, and we'll offer more if they want to do something after that. And then if people know, I already know, let's say that they want to do a 21-day transformation, then they can go ahead and sign up. They can go to my website, trainerjoes.com, and sign up for that. It'll start Tuesday, November 5th, and that's also at Strong Shop. Now, that'll start at 7:30, and those sessions are just about an hour long. So that'll be for 3 weeks long.
Okay. Well, that's one of the things I really encourage people to do. I just finished one in October, and I'm going to go join the one on November 5th because I wasn't as disciplined as Sherry was. And we're going to have Sherry join us for one more program with Trainer Joe tomorrow because I want her to share more about how she did this, part of the process, what was hardest for her, plus also be able to share more about how she can encourage people, the difference she feels, I would say emotionally, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally now that she's lost over 200 pounds and she's not satisfied yet. And she just started doing this in May of 2018. So just amazing. But invite somebody else to join us tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Trainer Joe and Sherry on Hope Is Here.
This is Trainer Joe. Most people struggle with weight loss. Let me help you by showing you how to look at food and weight loss in a whole new way so you can lose weight and keep it off. You are invited to a free weight loss igniter this Friday, November 1st, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. at Strong Shop Fitness next to the Bella Reeve Kroger. For more information, go to trainerjoes.com. That's trainerjoes.com.